Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Times leads with what it describes as Boris Johnson's sensational exit from the Conservative Party's leadership race last night. The paper predicts that Mr. Johnson's exit is likely to lead to Rishi Sunak's coronation unless Penny Mordaunt succeeds in attracting dozens of pledges of support by 2 p.m. today. We're told that the man who is poised to become the UK's next leader at 41 years of age will be the youngest Prime Minister for 300 years and will also be the first person of colour and of the Hindu religion to occupy the office. The situation, which has resulted in 43 recently arrived Ukrainian refugees being left without emergency beds, generates the lead story in the Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail. The Independent reports that the government is working on a new scheme to encourage people to hand over empty homes to house Ukrainian refugees in return for financial payment, which would be in addition to the monthly payment of €400 currently available to homeowners who take refugees into their homes. The Irish Examiner leads with a new report on board Planola. This is the third report into governance issues at the board following a series of controversies first exposed in the media back in March. The death of a man who died following an incident in the early hours of Saturday morning in Mulhuddard in West Dublin generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. And for its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on evidence which emerged during the murder trial of Gerry Hutch last week, which detailed how the family of David Byrne, who was shot dead at a boxing weigh-in at the Regency Hotel in February 2016, paid thousands of euro on facial reconstruction so that they could have an open casket at his wake. The Irish Sun dubs as exclusive its lead story about Derek Devoy, who is currently serving a 15-year jail sentence for an incident in which he fired shots from a submachine gun in broad daylight in Ballymun in March 2019. Stephen Breen reports that GSOC has sent a report to the DPP about a complaint which the 39-year-old made, claiming that he was assaulted while he was being arrested and disarmed by three Gardaí. The complainant was carrying a primed hand grenade at the time of his arrest. Back in the front of the Independent, it's reported there that Patrick Quirk, who is currently serving a sentence for the murder of Bobby Ryan in Tipperary in 2011, has been denied the right to view a Supreme Court appeal taking place tomorrow via a video link. And finally, some of the seven Irish female boxers who won medals at the European Championships in Montenegro over the weekend are pictured on the front of two of today's papers. The Times runs with the shot taken by Evan Tracy of gold medal winner Amy Broadhurst holding her son Zach in her arms at Dublin Airport yesterday. The picture on the front of the Independent, meanwhile, taken by the same photographer, is of silver medalist Christina Desmond and gold medal winner Kelly Harrington along with Kelly's dog Gus, who is enjoying a bit of a cuddle in his owner's arms.